One of the themes that we find in Parshat Neso is holiness, and sometimes the abuse or misuse of holiness. There's a term which is used which is called mi'ilah. If a person designates something to be used as a korban, to be used in the Beit HaMikdash, to be used in the Mishkan, and then it's misappropriated, that's called mi'ilah. Mi'ilah is to take something which is holy and to use it for one's own personal, non-holy use. It's interesting that the word mi'ilah is also found in terms of a marriage, or when a marriage is compromised. A marriage, of course, is created also with kiddushag, with kiddushin, harayat mikudeshali. There's holiness involved in marriage. And sota, which finds itself in this week's parsha, is when that marriage is assaulted, either through suspicion or through reality. But if it's a reality, then it's also, the same word is used, and that word is mi'ilah, a misappropriation of something which is holy. Following the section of sota, we find something which is called a nazir. Again, with words, somebody is able to create holiness. A person can become a nazir. A nazir is something which happens when a person becomes what I can call a quasi-kohen. The reason I would use the word quasi-kohen is similar to the kohen. He can't come in contact with the dead. A kohen is only allowed to become tameh, to defile himself, as it were, to come in contact with the dead, with somebody's immediate family. A kohen gadol cannot become in contact with anyone. The Nazir achieves the status of a Kohen Gadol, which really is quite lofty. On the other hand, the Nazir also, perhaps this is one of the more famous things about a Nazir, the Nazir can't partake of wine. A Kohen can drink wine on a normal basis, but not when he's on duty, not when he's in the service of the Beit HaMikdash or the Mishkan. Then he can't have wine. So again, it sounds as if the Nazir is like a Kohen, or not a Kohen Gadol on the one hand, or a Kohen in service. On the other hand, one of the things about the Kohen is that they always have to have their hair proper, kept properly, cut out. I'll call it a proper length, which of course is subject to discussion, but their hair should not grow wild. On the other hand, the Nazir, who's like a Kohen, or like a Kohen Gadol, like a Kohen in service, when it comes to the Nazir's hair, the opposite is true. Here, he can't touch his hair whatsoever, and therefore it gives us the impression, you're like a Kohen Gadol, you're like a Kohen, but you're really not a Kohen. Following the Nazir's section is the section of the Birkat Kohanim, the blessings which the Kohen gives. And I think this comparison or contrast is really quite important. There seems to be conflicting information about the Nazir. Is this a situation which is really quite holy, or is this something which is mistaken? On the one hand, he's called Kadosh, holy. On the other hand, the Nazir, or the former Nazir, must bring what sounds like a guilt offering, because there seems to be some kind of guilt. One approach to the guilt is, it's for all the things of this world, or specifically not wine, which the Nazir did not partake in. Which means God gave us this world, God told us to enjoy this world, and this Nazir is swearing off part of this world, needs to bring a sin offering for that. So as I said, that's one approach. But there may be another approach. A Nazir is created, again, with the word. God created the entire world with the word. Creation is with the word. Our words have the ability of also creating holiness, and maybe that's part of the message of this parsha. The question is, what do we do with holiness? When it comes to vows, the Talmud is really quite unsure what to do with vows, and it really sounds quite negative. It says if a person makes a vow, it's as if he built a bama. A bama is an altar outside of the mikdash, outside of the temple, something for most of Jewish history which was not allowed. Bama is something very private, very personal. It's only really for myself, as opposed to the centralized place where everyone comes and prays. It seems to be that the Talmud sees something about making a vow, trying to create more holiness, as it were, as something which could be perceived as being self-centered. And in truth, the Nazir's holiness doesn't affect other people, doesn't spill over to others. It really is, I don't want to use the word selfish, but it's a self-contained holiness. The holiness of the Kohen, specifically when we look at the Birkat Kohanim, is one where the Kohen tries to bring blessings from above down onto earth. The Kohen blesses us for all kinds of mundane things, physical things, needs which we have. This reminds me of a great teaching of Yisrael Salanter. He says, other people's physical needs are our spiritual responsibility. The real Kohen deals with the needs of people, some spiritual, but as we see from the Birkat Kohanim, also physical. The Nazir only deals with his own personal holiness. And maybe that's really where the Talmud, and even, as I said, based on the Torah, feels uncomfortable. If you're only involved in your own holiness, it would seem to be a problem.